I'm going to read the three points, just to comment on the missing. Mother, he noticed that by the present or miss on the same wavelength. WhatsApp or Facebook, be at one end, you at the other. Why saying words, we even new images for shadowing his face, a reservoir of dreams, we are to have imperfect. Wrong and never finished yet. A candle lit by lots of dreams, there comes a time, a song arrives, where every bird, every tree thrives. The second I write the name of time, they are always the same to me, wrong and never finished yet. Anonymous, we are two parts of one body, a part of the sky, a part of the ground. I'm a wing, you are a wing, in the middle of the night, the bird of the moon, over the Lord.
Thanks so much. Does anyone know what the kappa is?
Yeah,
yeah,
there
we go.
She knows what it is. A kappa is a little water demon in Japan. They are little tricksters, little very strong beasts. Yes, they are.
I thought you meant a kappa.
It's a very simple word. Anyway, the kappa I'm referring to is a water demon, and it's a form of god. It's supposed to be extremely powerful. And the kappa. Is it limiting to be a little kappa? Alone by yourself, your scaled emerald skin, your sorrowful beetle eyes trapped in the waters, where your spirit lives, where your power manifests. But you say to me, I am master, craftsman of waters and shepherds of liquids, of anything pure. The land of empty cold, there is nothing to my haven, a loose gravity, my home. I'll twist and turn in my haven, and twist and turn and dance. I'll dance and make you jealous. Your limited, stiff, pitiful soul is nothing. A puppet that can never bloom into a butterfly. But don't forget, even kappas can drown. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Philip. The next up is Onelie Longshik. Onelie Longshik.
It's Shaps and Queen Gap Moon, so I have a poem mostly in English, but it's about Irish, so so it's called On Gleeca. As our language limps along, they screech and scream a rebel song. But sure, we could all be patriotic in an Irish pub in France. We could all say we'd love Irish if we were just given the chance. Oh, sure, the language is dead, it's in the way it's taught. They don't consider for a second what would happen if we fought. Fought with Cuite Cléna, fought with the conditional tense. I promise they find that our language is just as beautiful as she is immense. The issue isn't national identity, our culture is strong. Maybe it's that it seems difficult and attitudes are wrong. 1.2 million people go to county matches, county colours worn with pride. So many mumble a Rána Bhean, but they could sing it if they tried. I'm not a native speaker, nor a Rána Changanay, but it's a choice to save our language, and we all can have our say. It's great to use your Cúpla focal, but maybe Cúpla isn't enough. We're in a fight against extinction, so we must all be tough. Improve your Python, every bit's better, let's not pretend it's fine. Let's prove to ourselves our language is for more than decorating road signs.
John O'Connor.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing here.
Everybody's so young. Life's like a pint of Guinness. You get some value out of the first half, and the second half arrives very. This is a bit of a. It's a little bit about the aging male. Can't say anything about the aging female. It's a bit short. It's called. Farewell, Hunter Gatherer. Reflections in the mirror. More depressing by the day. Expanding girth. Poor muscle tone. Not good for making hay. Remember when thoughts of her. Fragrance of hair. Abolish laws of gravity. You just walked on air. Variations on a theme. The pain of love is oft extreme. Nor need you wonder what went wrong. Sinatra sings it in a song. Slowly, you downgrade the search. The bar stool now. Your lonesome perched, fond memories, they fade away. I like now. The match of the day. Then one night your luck may turn a fake town sales rep. Honestly burn. Compliant kisses from the start. Act like jump leads on your heart. The pinot noir is dipping low, control tower says. All systems go. Life's not that simple, so to speak. Squibbish grinning, flesh is weak. To ice the cake of the midnight tryst, forgot to call the pharmacist. From here on in, the slide is down, and hooks are barbed for reasons, and cruel gods impose their laws. Shalt not halt the seasons.
Thanks, John. Next up is Dan Johnson.
Parting at Cork Airport. It is quiet for an airport. Two figures stand in the airlock between two sets of automatic doors clinging to each other. The doors are triggered with their parting sway. A no-step waltz, like the last dance of the night, opening and closing, opening and closing. Both the bluster of the December day and the still formality of the green dresses behind the check-in desks look into the vestibule at the breaking of the embrace. Open, close, eyes retrace, but the pair do not notice. Everything is incidental, the way love, what else could you call it, makes things unimportant as a penny on the sidewalk.
The reflection. She was lachrymose and white cotton, there a mirror image, but lither and prettier, with her reddened eyes and cheeks, tearful and rueful, her tears begotten by the pain she had inflicted upon the reflection, the broken-hearted, the 7 years of bad luck.
Trembling, the mirror trembled too, and weeping, the mirror wept harder. Nothing but a screen and sound, naught but mourning and the resonance of grief. She could leave the silver glass to its misery, and she did. The reflection can only reflect inwards now that it's alone, reflect upon itself and its agony. It is too much, too heavy a burden. The mirror has cracked into its flesh, but reflections cannot escape mirrors, nor the curses spun on fragile hearts and glass. In its despondency, it grows wistful and restless, but heals slowly as it pulls silver glass shards from its bones and hurt.
Thanks, Isabel. Baldur?
Can we turn the mic on and off? So I have to get a little bit squeaky.
So I went home to Iceland earlier this month to attend a funeral. Like anyone knows who has seen television or any movies, funerals should be dark and rainy, but being Iceland, it was white and snowy instead, and I found it kind of poetic, so it influenced me to write this poem. Kuldin fangar fjörðin í klaka klóm og fönnin hvíta hylur valin sem gæra. Minnist ég æskunar sem ég eitti í faðmi þínum. Ég óska þess eins að þú munir mig rétt sem ég mun ávallt muna þig.
Thank you, Baldur. Next up, Jerry Murphy.
You have it, have this.
Jesus, that.
Boom, boom, fiddle.
You should be able to read this off by heart. It's called An Appeal to the Plague Angel.
Reconstituted marbles lost in an inkling, pitched in out of duty to everyone else. This foreign disease circles round again. Painted skylines par excellence holds true. Stripped vegetation under weather's design. Knowing where you are is a desired stronghold. Watering down sentiments in a knowing glare. To carp after fashion, the arrogant glare. Writing as much as needed. Gone upstairs. Luxurious sandstilts aching for a kiss. The wooden makeshift sport spark marked on the sly. Offered but refused. Contractual if any. The hazy sunshine spills its purpose. The desired chore gone without thinking. Times and places frozen as it never been. Editing through the scissors, blunt as the air. The funny results echoes the belligerent time. Superior will preying on an occupied plot. Surveying into payment in a single walk. Favour seating is reserved for a hardened animal. Breaking even eventually, absenting the curse, streaming onto guidelines, over silent job. Apologise for caution gone into silence. Looking bad on this occasion in perpetuity. Tinctured hard and fast to vanishing respect.
Thanks, Patricia.
Thanks.
Josh Buckner.
Okay, so who knows who Robert E. Lee is?
Yep.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't, he's like the Confederate general during the American Civil War who fought to keep slaves.
Oh.
Yes. This is called Lee. The beautiful Lee lies comfortably within its weirs and levees. My father's name is Lee, after Robert E., and so is his sister's, but spelled L-E-A, as to be accepted as feminine. Granny, you maniacal hypochondriac, and grandfather I never knew, whose suicide converted my father into a nihilistic depressive. I call to you. I see your faces in the river, dark and troubled. You would have hated your faces because they are black. Lee glides on with no frown and dawn, and knows nothing of Robert E., who so graciously gave his namesake to my father and his sister. Your name has grown to be a PhD in physical chemistry, but my father's sister, a saint of them all, repents and worships and cannot fall. She is pure and holy, a venerable soul. Oh, how lovely her name, that her name is Lee. She represents no sin, no black man, no sprawl. She makes her pious parents proud, a peasant of God, a saint of them all. From a dirt poor house, whose parents worshipped Jesus and bowed at his feet, they emerged. Yet no one is as holy as Robert E. Lee. Your bank was empty, your river ran dry, but you parents of my father never did cry. You passed on your ways to that father of mine who shows no emotion, no smile, no sign. In the river I see you, run through the ages, intergenerational trauma. You would hate Obama. No matter the dams we create, your hate still courses through our concrete souls. My brother, and sister of mine have lost their way on the River of Lee. And most of all, I see you in me. Oh, River Lee, you beautiful channel, your water is blood and pulsates through me. No act or desire can smolder the fire. Your racism and religion encumbers me. Lee has no remorse, no mercy, no warmth, until I repent and save my dark heart. Oh Lee, how I see you in me. You have chained me up, I cannot get free. Tragically born and cursed by blood, chained down by the riverbank, Perseus and me. The water is rising, the tide is coming in. My grimace of hate hasn't come too late. The Lee flows over and up to my knees, not much time left until I see my grandfather. The black water is cold and indifferent to me, it flows into my lungs, no struggle gets me free. I am drowning, gulping for air, but discrimination and Jesus are water from the Lee. My heart is fainting, my past has won over. No crawling or screaming can save my heaving soul. I look once more across your black waters, and see myself in the reflection of my father's.
Thank you, Josh. Next up is John Montague. Montague?
No, he's not here.
You know he is Jay.
Here afterwards.
Work to the wise, better than that. Jerry has sabotaged your list.
Next up is Benjamin Burns.
Hey.
When I was a little boy, I used to paint squirrels. It was quite difficult because they were fast and I was only 2 years old. And at that time, still unsteady on my feet. I used to wait at the foot of an oak tree with a tub of paint at my side and a brush grasped firmly in my chubby hand. The squirrels would run past and around me, pausing on their hind legs to wriggle their fingers, perhaps expecting acorns. I would dab at them and lunge, often tumbling over myself in excitement. I'd succeed in the end by flicking the paint at them from a distance. and they'd flee back up into the branches of the oak, aggravated and be splattered, their bushy tails raised behind them like brushes of their own. I've been pursuing art ever since.
Thanks, Benjamin. Shauna Lee.
Ago, and it was a terribly traumatic experience because all of the sports stores, when you go into them, it's terrible assaults on all of your senses, and they're actually tearing down the whole city and making it into a daily sports zone. Walk through the door of the shiny new sports store and metamorphosis begins. I'm no longer me. I'm a rap star, MVP, hip drops, arm swing, bob and weave. I'm a basketball player, champion, neck adorned with bling, Ali stepping into the ring. What the fuck is going on? I just want to buy some trainers. White light contorts my vision, mirrors and strobes against black corridors in a Tokyo Times Square prism. Alice in Adidas land, down a Reebok rabbit hole. It's so bright I'm wobbly, can barely see the young guy standing in front of me, poised like the Hulk, can just about make out his mod phase buzz cut. Can I help you, miss? He says, as he pounces with Cheshire Cat eyes. He's had too much exercise, a protein powder, Lacoste for men fusion. He's just a psychedelic optical illusion who morphs and bends. At this stage, I feel like I'm at a rave and have taken too much MDMA. What the fuck is going on? I just want to buy some trainers. Grime music saturates every vacuum of the store. Syncopated breakbeats vibrate ceiling to floor as an order to buy more. Aggressive encouragement or intimidation, every atom rattles. Before I know it, a portal door opens and I'm temporarily transported to an underground London nightclub in the early 2000s. Big up UK Massive! They whoosh! I'm back in Cork again. What the fuck is going on? I just want to buy some trainers. This is too much. I have to get out. Emergency exits are blocked by mannequins in tracksuits doing squats. My smartwatch beeps manically to remind me to breathe. It seems I forgot. I try to run out, but the arms of Nike zip tops fill out and catch me. Polyester jogger pants come to life from clothes rails. They wrap around my ankles and yank me to the floor. There is nowhere to go. The whole city is a sports store. People sit and watch as I try claw my way out. They eat their cornflakes from Converse high tops. This is all there is. There is no more. The whole world is a sports store. I surrender. My attention lands on a basket by the escalator. It's filled with neon soccer balls and a sign that reads, 25% off. Get it now before it's gone. That'll do. I get into it. Curl up. Feel my flesh turn to a yellow leather, hair, teeth, nails all invert to nylon and rubber. My ribcage crown conjoins toes till I am spherical. Slowly my markings start to appear, a black tick emblem. I have already forgotten my name. What the fuck happened? All I wanted was some trainers.
Battlefield where my patience is fighting herself. Slayed moments lay bleeding onto my tongue. It was her that has spoken hastily and now she is licking her wounds. My eyes look down to my feet, where I've been standing motionless since fear nestled in my heart. Faded opportunities lay, looking back at me, asking only one question. Why didn't you go with us? My feet only wanted to run and dance, but she stayed still until they'd forgotten how. My eyes look into my womb and it's empty. Strangers tried to build a home there, not knowing that she didn't trust, nor did she know what home is. What a strange place this is, this red cave where life can be created. Empty house, wandering nowhere, and everywhere she was oblivious to her own power. My eyes look down on my hands, and there's no one to be held. Longing for warmth, yet instantly letting go every time another hand reaches too far inside her core. Now her hands right about her tongue, about her feet, about her womb. Now she writes.
Thanks, Amy. Next up is Jim Crickard.
So this is about, this is called On Being a Vampiress, and you know when vampires look in the mirror, they don't see any reflection. I'm kind of playing with that, and I've given her a boob job, so. As the velvet cloak slides off my bone white skin, my reflection is reduced to two orbs of floating silicone, Hollywood's best. With this strange and naked effacement, I find myself obsessed, like Narcissus peering into the reaches, forever searching for himself. I cannot see my face in these levitating lakes, but I can see the imprints of my fingers when I touch myself. Nightfall, blood moon, the sky aches with menstrual light spilling on the city of glass and chrome, burning an orange glow. I follow the scent of flesh, wearing my finest burgundy silks, the colour of a bruise. I walk through telecom estates, call centres offer easy prey. Night shifts, insufferable customers, left for dead, they almost look relieved in blood-spattered headsets. I work in a call centre, so where that's from. I bring my final victim before the mirror, still entranced by the rapid flashes of my gold eyes, like the seizure-inducing cartoons they had to ban in Japan. Reflected, bobbing, bouncing, these aqueous foreign objects. The blood inside my digestive system is still visible in the mirror, like watercolor snakes, floating, rising, falling, fading, my vermilion crystal guts, my silicone twins. As the dawn breaks in a slow spill of Lucozade, loneliness fills my coffin. I fall asleep to the sounds of garbage men reversing, window shutters, pedestrians. Whilst my body follows its cycle of turning to dust, leaving silicone resting on the apex of my remains, I listen to the birdsong of a world going on without me.
Sorry, she's gone again.
you'd sing of the man with the plan and the horse and plow. Heavy hoofs, deep dense, turning ground over, he's the man with the plan and the horse and plow. The sweet, sweet smell of earth, he grew many, many crops. But times have changed, rearrange, who grows what and not. Oh, cut your orchards, don't make hay. Take this man off his land and just grow one crop. And now the plundered plowman wields a rusted plow. His horse is weary, left idle in its stall. Far across these lands, the people fell into the hands. Oh, they were made slaves for the rest of the days of technology and the new, to put oil before soil and use poisons too. And now the plundered plowman wields a rusted plow. His horse is weary, left idle in its stall. The fields are now too green, farmers' pockets far too lean. Middleman with big plans cuts out their demands. And we who eat the soulless foods kill the land and their livelihoods. And now the plundered plowman wields a rusted plow. His horse is weary, left idle in its stall. We could heal the soil, not with poisons, not with oil. But there still lives one plowman with a shiny, sturdy plow. His horses are strong, I have seen them standing tall. Oh, we could return and learn from Cronan and his plow. With a pair of birds, he still works the land. He's the man with the plan and the horse and plow. He's the man with the plan and the horse and plow. He's the man with the plan and the horse and plow.
Thanks very much. That was Laura McCarthy. Thanks, Laura. And next up is Leo. Hey, Mullen.
Leo, Kelly's got a fiddle.
It's on fiddle on. I go on. Hey, sir. We'll do one, I'll do one, you know. Huh? Yeah, chance this one out. I was reading that John O'Donoghue there today and started singing one of his poems.
Hear the clay dance to balance you.
in your eyes frees me eye, glimmering low. The ghost of loss gets into you. May a flock of colors in the gold, red, green, and is a blue come to awaken you. Meadow of blood, come to awaken you. Meadow of blood. On the very way, away, bedrooms on your shoulders and you stumble. Did a clay dance to balance you? Did a clay dance to balance you? When your eyes freeze behind the moon, the ghost of rock leads into you. May a flock of birds in the gold, red, green, and azure blue come to awakening, the meadow of blood. Come to awakening, the meadow of blood. Come to awakening.
Listen to that, lads, the language is back. We've got podcasts and pop-ups and pretty good rap tracks that backtrack the narrative that it is waning. Waxing's more like it. It's time for reclaiming the Gaelic that ancient invaders would take from us. Not that I'm saying our neighbors are hated, but this is our chance to just take it all back in our poems, our verses, our songs, and our tracks. My Gaelic is basic, I need some more training, so I'll try to rein in my fear of mistaking a shavu or uru or tishil or two. My fear of inflaming a bout of complaining from militant Gaelgory, sitting ashamed that I left out some shavaha. All I can say is that if we're afraid of engaging full stop, the rate of revival will drop. We can't let that happen. The fact of the matter is that when the Sassanic left us gone Shanga, they left us with half of our literary hands to be tied up and trapped behind all of our backs. So just for the crack, I've freed up my atrophied love and we'll see what it has in the tank. Nilak kukla fokla gomak fanagino made agus deshtigilom taan changa gyo agus begshigajo mayer faena en rodella na eish lo ta papa gwil tuk down agus bana mar kneecap is a shino nama vet eg dana von recap mar near arna may start air askelga er fag ok lina ok nach will misha on shot eg dana tina air on microphone ni veen veil in a host agus ta isgum gwil kama lehena akatasa lukt ta faibana enough ta dina buck ta dina sleeping rough ta dina erna shoidana eg airi fur eg airi fluck tak tar changa tar gul tur anna tak tuk tar changa part din ska ta gulga eg dola rasharish di is farin of yishiri.
I'm working on a series of erotic poems, and I've got very short ones. This is called Surge. A wellspring of juices bubbling beneath the surface heat of moistness seeping, trickling, dripping, deliciously, slowly, movingly pouring, through pores opening, oozing, flusing, rhythmically racing, through wetness prevailing, climactic ending reaching crescendo. Now I have another very short four-liner. I should preface it, since short. Jerry is here, by saying, after Jerry Murphy. It's the age-old question. Lust or love? Love or lust? Who the fuck cares while the feelings rage?
Thanks, Margaret. Next up is Catherine Ronan, and Catherine is the final reader for tonight. Thank you.
My poem is called Redemption. Take this squinting kitten, stroke into full fur feline. Raise me from the shale grave of bedridden days. Take these shards, anoint with gold, vessel transformed, more beautiful than original sin. Take me in your swollen arms, show me the moon, silver pools of magic, I am the sea. Take my face, whisper, rainbow after rain, create circles to complete new language. Healer, I am woman, be my redemption.
Everybody who read at the open mic, and congratulations to Bernadette, who won the five words. And a special thank you to Moira Donaldson and Fiona Bulger, who are our guest poets.